Welcome to Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Amen. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's leading up to Christmas. Christmas season is here. Christmas season is marked with peace and happiness and joy and love and hope. And you see all these things, you know, signs put up everywhere. And this morning, we want to talk about another word that is thrown around, especially at Christmas. We even sang about it this morning. The very first song that we sang was about joy. And even during my preparation, I normally play this soft music while I'm preparing for my message. And the next minute, out of the blue, a song from Elevation Worship called There Will Be Joy in the Morning. It's a good song to listen to. There Will Be Joy in the Morning. It just starts playing randomly. I'm not kidding. Okay, God, I get the message. I get the message. We definitely have to preach on joy. But what is joy? That's a good question. What is joy? And how do we sustain joy beyond the festive season? It doesn't help we talk about joy just around Christmas and we don't sustain it through the whole year. And that's what I want us to look at and I want us to hear today. So if you've got your Bibles, get them out because we're going to look at Scripture, of course. Lots of Scripture. You know I love going into the Word. But I'm going to pray before we start. Is that good? Yeah, good. Holy Spirit, help. Here you are, the helper. Help us. Help us to receive this word. Help us to hear this word, not with our ears, but with our spirit. And help us to walk in this word. Break the word open to us so we have a new divine revelation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A scripture that is used many times around Christmas is the scripture out of Luke 2, verses 10 to 11. And it reads as follows, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And this is the news that he brought. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The joy that the angels are talking about is the joy in Jesus' arrival. This has been prophesied throughout the whole of the Old Testament, about 300 times in the Old Testament. These prophecies have been unfolding over centuries. These prophecies have been revealing God's amazing plan of redemption throughout. One of these amazing prophecies that we read of is in Isaiah 7:14, New King James Version, which reads, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." This prophetic sign was given to Ahaz as an assurance of Judah's hope in the midst of adversity. Micah chapter 5, verses 2, we find one of the greatest prophecies about Jesus. This was proclaimed 7 centuries in advance of its fulfillment. 7 centuries. This is what I love about Scripture. When you look at the timelines, you look at when it was brought and when it came into fulfillment, you see that there has to be a God. There has to be a living God because the prophecies, the promises have come throughout. But this in Micah 5 verse 2 says, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one," capital T, capital O, "the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." The coming of Christ fulfilled centuries of prophecy, proving what? Proving that God is faithful, the faithfulness of God. But I want to point out to you today that, you know what, the true joy, this true joy that we are talking about today, and I'm referring to it as true joy, is not just historical. It wasn't for way back then and only then. And there's somebody that needs to hear this today. It is personal. It is for you today, right here, right now. Because God was then a good father, but God is today a good father as well. Back then, he loved his nation. Today, he loves his nation even more. He adores you, he adores me, and you and I have the amazing, amazing privilege of living in the fulfillment of his promises, of living in the fulfillment of his goodness, and even living in the fulfillment of his love. Though we may face a lot of things, we need to know this, as per 2 Corinthians 1:20, that for all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him. And as his yes and our amen descend to God, we bring him glory. His promises to you and I are yes and amen in Jesus, back then and even more to this day. So in context of the scripture, we see a profound sense of gratitude, a sense of celebration and peace released from knowing God has intervened in human history. How? By sending a Savior. He was the long-awaited Messiah, the Lord. And in addition to the good news that the angels bring of a Savior, we found out that there's another level of this good news, and this is that this good news is not limited to a select few, but it is for all the people. You see, this joy spans generations. This joy spans cultures, and this joy spans nations. This joy is not just for some and not for others. That's a word for somebody. The joy of God is for you as well. The favor of God is for you as well. God doesn't have favorites. He does not favor some and not favor others. He favors everybody. John 3:16 says to us, "For God so loved the world that includes every single one of us." His promises to us are yes and amen. The good news is that there is a Savior. The good news is the Savior has come for all people. And this is a joy that spans over. Doesn't matter who people are, where they come from, what their backgrounds are. This joy is for all. But it gets better, people. You see, true joy is not only found in his coming. True joy is also found in his mission. Hello. His mission was launched out of his coming. Jesus' mission was to rescue, to redeem, and to reconcile. And in that, we should be joy-filled. We should be so filled with joy because he came to rescue us. He came to redeem us. He came to reconcile us. Why should we be joyful? Because once we were lost, but now we have been found. Once we were orphans, but we are no longer orphans. We are adopted by God Almighty himself, and he calls us sons and daughters. The problem is we need to stop walking around as people who have an orphan mentality, because we now belong to a family who is a royal family, and that is the family of God. We are not orphans. We are sons and daughters. We are those that he came to rescue. We are those he came to redeem. We are those he came to reconcile. We are those who should be joy-filled with true joy. But you may ask, where do I find this true joy, JJ? Good question. In God with us. You see, Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel is translated God with us. Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. It declares, that word in that context declares the presence of God with his people in a way altogether new. This was the declaration that, you know what, in the past, in the Old Testament, God was behind a curtain, but right now there's a new way that is coming. The presence of God is accessible to everybody. It's a way altogether new. No matter the trial, no matter the triumph, joy is ours. It is ours to be manifested. Why? Because God is with us. We have him. He is ours and we are his. A promise fulfilled. And though that joy should abound in us and through us at all times. Why through us, JJ? Because your joy affects the world and those around us. Have you ever walked into a room or a meeting and everybody is sour? The atmosphere is sour. Guess what? You become sour. Let's put it another way. Have you ever walked into a meeting where it's very heavy? You become heavy. But have you walked into a room where there's joy? Have you walked into a room where somebody is so joyous that sometimes it irritates you, but it's not long, but you become joyous as well? Your joy affects, the joy that you carry affects the world and the people around you. Folks, this meaning of great joy carries spiritual significance that we need to understand. Because in the original Greek, the word for joy is chara. Chara, which means inner gladness. It means an inner delight and contentment that comes from God. I mean, seriously, an inner delight and an inner contentment. Can you put that one up there? There we go. An inner delight and contentment that comes from God. From God, not from people. That is the joy that we are talking about. It is a joy that is not dependent on external circumstances or outcomes. It is a joy that is not dependent on feelings or emotional states. It is a joy that is not dependent on human efforts or strengths or abilities. It is a joy that is not dependent on material possessions or successes. It is a joy that is not dependent on approval or validation from others. It is a joy that is not dependent on the absence of problems. Unlike happiness, which is often tied to favorably earthly situations, the joy of the Lord is rooted in God's unchanging character. His character never changes. His faithfulness never changes. He brought salvation. He brought the work of the Holy Spirit. Everything that He has promised, He will fulfill. But we as sons and daughters need to walk into that, and we need to embrace that, and we need to make those promises our own, of which one is that the joy is ours. You see, the joy from the Lord is steadfast, and it is unshaken. It provides strength and hope, even when everything else falters. When the world around you is in chaos, guess what? The joy from the Lord is steadfast. The joy from the Lord is unshaken. And you folks, this makes it a powerful testimony of Emmanuel, God's presence being with us in our lives 24/7, 365 days of the year. You've got God. You have joy. Why? How? Because with the coming of Jesus, He sent the Spirit of God. And through the Spirit, we received divine gifts. And one of those divine gifts is, guess what? Joy. Galatians 5:22. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. You have God, you have joy. True joy is not happiness. It's not happiness. It is fulfillment. Fulfillment of God's promise. Fulfillment of God's mission. True joy is more than a fleeting emotion. True joy is a deep-seated assurance and delight that is rooted in Christ. Happiness depends on circumstances. And we all know that circumstances change as the wind blows. Just got to hang around Melbourne for a little while. Wind blows a gale. 2 minutes later, it's raining. 2 minutes later, the sun's shining. 3 minutes later, the wind's blowing a gale again. That's how happiness is. It depends on circumstances. Circumstances change constantly. But true joy is anchored in the unchanging nature of Jesus. You see, Jesus' birth brought a true joy. Jesus' birth brought a true joy that transcends worldly circumstances. That provides eternal assurance in what? In God's faithfulness and in God's love. Joy is not what we feel because of what happens to us. Joy is what we feel because of what happened for us through Christ. Just like that says. That is something you can take a photo of and stick that on your mirror. Stick that up on your cupboard. Because this is what we got to know. That true joy is not what we feel because of what happens to us. The joy of God is what we feel because of what happened for us through Christ. You see, true joy, I said it earlier, transforms the world. Let me show you how. When believers who are sitting in this room, when believers around this world, around this planet, walk in true joy, it radiates hope to a hopeless world. When believers walk in true joy, it reveals solutions to a hurting people. When believers walk in true joy, they bring harmony within communities and families, uniting people with love and purpose. Philippians 2:2. When believers walk in true joy, their lives become a testimony of God's goodness and power, drawing all men unto him. Matthew 5, verse 16. When believers walk in true joy, their joy uplifts others, spreading peace and positivity. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 7. When believers walk in true joy, they radiate a contagious sense of peace and purpose, drawing others to the gospel. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. When believers walk in true joy, they disarm negativity, they disarm fear and despair, creating opportunities for others to experience God's peace and his deliverance. Come on. Isaiah 61:3. When believers walk in true joy, it enables forgiveness and releases peace among all people, healing relationships and fostering unity. And folks, where there is unity, God commands a blessing. And with the blessing that comes, it releases more peace. And when the peace comes, more joy is released and more hope is released. And so the cycle of the kingdom goes around. But you know what? True joy plays a big role. You see, the joy of God is contagious. It brings transformation. The joy of God is contagious and it brings hope and revelation of God's love to those around you and I. It not only uplifts individuals, it strengthens communities. This is a word. This is a word. Not only uplifts individuals, it strengthens communities. And with that, it glorifies God in a visible way. That's what we're on earth about. We're on earth about bringing glory to God, not about ourselves, about bringing glory to God in a visible way. We owe it, folks. You and I owe it to those around us to walk with joy. We owe it to walk with joy. His presence, his promises, his power is what we have, and which brings joy that is unshakable and eternal. You and I owe it to that person sitting right next to you. Have a look at them. Look at them in the eyes. Look at the other person on the other side. You owe it to them to walk in joy. You owe it to me to walk in joy. You owe it to your kids to walk in joy. You owe it. Why? Why do you owe it? Because Jesus paid the price. You owe it. You know when you're in that queue, and that long queue now with all the Christmas shopping, and were you in Aldi to buy your ham or in Coles to buy your Christmas mince pies or wherever you are, and you've got that, you owe it to that person in front of you and the person behind you to walk in joy. You owe it to that checkout chick to walk in joy. Next time you want to be grumpy, remember my words. You owe it to them to walk in joy. JoJo, are you listening? Yeah, I think I'm listening. You know that guy that always pulls in front of you in the car? Mm-hmm. You owe it to him to walk in joy. I hear you. I'm preaching to myself. as I did last week and the week. Every time you get up here, you preach to yourself. Ask anybody that gets behind a pulpit. You end up preaching to yourself. This is not at you. It's for us. Because this house needs to be a place filled with joy. When people walk through those doors, the joy needs to be so contagious that when they walk out, every single thing, every single bit of heaviness that they've carried in is left behind. Where? At the pulpit, at the altars. 2025, this house will walk in peace. This house will walk in joy. This will. We will. Because we are going to go after it. Because we owe it to one another. And we owe it to ourselves. And we owe it to every church out there. Doesn't matter if they're Baptist. Doesn't matter if they're Church of Christ. Doesn't matter. We owe it to our neighbors, people. Let me move on. 1 John 1:5 says to us, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. This joy that we're talking about overcomes darkness. Because this joy is in Christ. What is the darkness I'm talking about? Sin and separation from God. Sorrow and despair. Evil and spiritual oppression. Ignorance and hopelessness. Jesus doesn't just give joy. He is the reason we have joy. He is the reason. And so we are called to be living in with constant joy. We need to live in joy and be with constant joy. John 15 verses 11 says, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This, people, is 15 verses further from last week's scripture that I read, my peace I give to you. It's the same. 15 verses later, he says this, I have told you this so that my joy, this is Jesus speaking, may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus desires the followers to experience the fullness of joy in their relationship. Why? Why? Because the fullness of joy is central to your spiritual health. That's a word. His joy, the fullness of his joy is so integral to your spiritual health. The fullness of his joy is so integral to the testimony, to the fulfillment of God's kingdom on earth. Why? It reflects his love and it ensures his followers walk in the abundant life that he promises. If the team can join me, that'll be great. But if you lose your joy, how do you find it? If you've lost your joy, how do you find it? Come back to the source. The source is Jesus. Come back to the source. There's many times that we face circumstances where we need to say, I choose joy right now. I choose joy. It's a choice. It's a choice to be grumpy. It's a choice to be loving. It's a choice to accept and release peace. It's a choice to be joyful and release joyful. It's a choice. May this Christmas be a time of renewing joy. Not only for this season, because that's the whole thing. We get to Christmas. Christmas is like in 3 weeks lead up to Christmas. And then the 26th where you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I spent so much money on gifts that the kids are just anyway chucked to one side. And on all the food that I've eaten, I feel like a stuffed chicken. I've got to go on a weight loss diet now after this. No. May this be the year of renewing. May this be the season of renewing your joy that goes beyond this season into the whole of 2025. Let's face facts, 2024 has not been an easy year. How do we get through? Choosing joy. Choosing joy. Choosing joy. Choose joy in the morning. Joy in the afternoon. Choose joy before I go into meetings. Choose even more joy when I come out of meetings. Does it always work? Nope. Ask my team. Sometimes I come out of there and I go, I'm pretty grumpy. This week I had a couple of people remind me, peace, shalom. Walk past it, they go, shalom. I preached it, better receive it. Folks, this Christmas, Jesus invites you. He invites you, each and every single one of you. What is he inviting you to? I'm going to read this. If I can have the lights down, that'll be awesome. I want you to close your eyes even. I want you to listen to what he's inviting you to. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to experience the fullness of his joy. A joy that transcends circumstances, fills your heart with peace, and strengthens you for every season of life. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to encounter his presence, where true joy is found as you draw near to him and discover the depths of his love for you. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to walk in abundant life, trusting that his joy will sustain you through trials and overflow into every area of your life. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to share this good news with others, letting his joy shine through you as a light to the world. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to embrace the hope and promise of Christmas, remembering that the Savior has come to bring joy to all people. This Christmas, Jesus invites you to step into his joy, a gift that cannot be shaken, a treasure that will refresh your soul. When I said this the first service, I actually saw a cool waterfall just running from an open window in heaven, just refreshing your soul. Where there's been tiredness, where there's been challenges, despair, where there's been heartache, bad reports, where there's been turmoil, Jesus invites you to step into his joy, a treasure that will refresh your soul, but also ignite your spirit. My question, church, my question, Numa East family, will you accept his invitation? It begins by receiving him as Savior. It begins there, but it continues by choosing joy in all circumstances, as well as walking with him daily. Not when it suits you, not when it's convenient, but because of your love for him, you want to walk with him daily. You want to spend time with him daily. It continues as you lay at his feet in the morning or in the evening, as you put on that worship music, as you read his word. It continues because he infuses your spirit. He infuses your spirit. He untaps the joy. He unleashes the fountain. He pulls the plug of the gunk that has plugged the fountain of joy. He does all of that. Will you accept his invitation? If your answer is yes, I want you to stand to your feet. Because I want us to pray. I want to pray together. I'm standing. I stood the first service. I'm standing the second service. I'll stand when the podcast is played. I'm standing. I'm standing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes. Hold your hands open. Thank you for your joy. This is between you and God, folks. This is between you and God. Then we're going to sing the song Joy again, but it's going to be different this time. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open, ready to receive the fullness of your joy. You are the source of all light. You are the source of all life. You are the source of all goodness. And in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you for your presence right now in this place. We thank you that there is a fullness of joy right now. Father, we surrender every burden. Just give that to him. We surrender every fear. We surrender every hindrance that has tried to rob us in 2024 of joy. We lay it at your feet, Papa God. And we choose to trust in you from this moment forward. We choose to trust. Come on, just lay it at his feet. Every burden, every fear, give it to him. Every hindrance, make like a prophetic act. Like just go, I'm giving this to you, Lord. If you think of something, give that to him. Every hurt, every disappointment, give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So now I'm going to pray. Fill us. Boom, fill us now with a joy so deep, a joy so profound, a joy that becomes our strength, that becomes our song, that Lord, when we wake up in the morning, that we will sing new songs of joy because the joy fountain is alive deep within us. Father God, as we leave this place today, I thank you that we are carriers of joy, that we will carry the joy into every corner of our lives, into our homes, into our families, into our workplaces, into our shopping malls, into our communities, that we will be the carriers of joy, Lord God, into our schools, that we'll be the carrier of joy, Lord God, into our finances, Lord God, that we'll be the carrier of joy, Lord, that as we sit even at Christmas time around tables with families and cousins and aunts that we only see once a year, that the joy will be infused in us, that we will release the joy, Lord God, that even they will say, wow, there's something different about you. And we will say it's the joy of the Lord. I pray that this joy will be a light that pierces the darkness, that this joy will be a testimony that proclaims the truth that you are a God of unending joy. We praise you. We praise you. We glorify your name. We honor you. And we give you everything back, Lord God, because it was because of your plans that we have joy. It was that day that the angel said, hey, I've got great news. That's going to cause great joy. Father, thank you for your joy. Thank you that you are the one. You are the one who gives the gift of joy. Just put your hand on your heart there where you are. Put your hand on your heart and say, I receive this fountain of joy. I receive this fountain of joy in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hand on your neighbor. Put your hand on your neighbor and say, I release this fountain of joy upon my neighbor. I release this fountain of joy now upon my neighbor. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, I release the fountain of joy. I say, become unplugged. Become unplugged in Jesus' name. I pray that there will be so much joy that it will overflow like it's never overflowed, Father God. I thank you for those who have said, I will never be joyful. I cancel those words in Jesus' name. And I say, you are joyful. You are joyful because your community needs you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give God praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.